With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is a day to remember the 3,000 innocent people who died in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. That story in a moment, but first...
Charlie Kirk has been an inspiration to not only us, but our generation.
One of the many people at one of the many vigils mourning the assassination of conservative champion Charlie Kirk.
Kirk was shot while speaking at a debate hosted by his nonprofit political organization, Turning Point USA. At a news conference, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the shooting was targeted.
This is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination.
Cox said authorities are actively looking for anyone and everyone who has any information related to the shooting. Authorities also shared that the shooter wore dark clothing and fired from a roof on campus some distance away. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Salem radio talk host was just 31 years old. He won countless young people to the conservative cause through dialogue and intelligent, spirited debate. Instead of going the college route, he founded Turning Point USA when he was just 18. Charlie Kirk leaves behind a wife and two young children. Today, the White House will commemorate the 24th anniversary of one of America's darkest days.
President Trump will participate in a 9/11 observance at the Pentagon, while Vice President Vance will mark the day at Ground Zero in New York City. The White House says the president will then travel to New York and will attend an evening Yankees game in the Bronx.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The Denver suburb of Evergreen, scene of a school shooting. The gunfire at Evergreen High School wounded two students yesterday, midday. The gunman took his own life. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 84 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 65. This is SRN News. More bad news on the fertility rates in the U.S.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are currently about 54 live births per every 1,000 women of childbearing age in this country. That's the lowest it's been in 90 years, back during the Great Depression. A Gallup poll finds most Americans want to have kids but are not going to do so. The report adds, quote, economic concerns like the cost associated with raising a child continue to be a factor. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After 800 years of silence, a pipe organ that researchers say is the oldest in the Christian world has come back to life in a monastery in Jerusalem's Old City. Composed of original pipes from the 11th century, the instrument emitted a full sound as musician David Catalunya played a short piece for a small audience this week. Researchers believe the Crusaders brought the organ to Bethlehem, the birthplace of Christ, in the 11th century during their period of rule over Jerusalem. This is SRN News. Ford recalling almost 1.5 million vehicles.
The rearview camera may show a blank or distorted image on the center display screen while the vehicle is in reverse, which can reduce or distort the driver's view of what's behind the car and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain vehicles from model years 2015 to 2019 of the Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKC, Mustang, Ranger, Transit, Transit Connect, Econoline, Edge, Expedition, F-250SD, F-350SD, F-450SD, and F-550SD. John Scott reporting.
Belt tightening at Danish pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk. A company behind the weight loss drug Wegovy is cutting some 9,000 jobs, most of them in Denmark. The drug maker says the goal is to strengthen the company's focus on growth opportunities in obesity and diabetes medication. More details, SRNnews.com.